Whether you are prepping for a home renovation or you are just insanely curious about the materials beneath your feet, we have a great deep dive for you today. Like, imagine dropping a single lemon wedge on your floor and it instantly causes $50 in permanent damage.
Yeah, that is literally a nightmare for most homeowners.
Right. But today, we are exploring a comprehensive comparison guide on ceramic versus marble tile to discover how these materials actually perform in the real world. So, okay, let's unpack this. To understand how a tile survives your kitchen, we first have to look at how it was born.
Well, the origin of the material essentially writes its destiny. So take marble, for instance. It's a natural metamorphic rock.
Which means it starts as something else entirely.
Exactly, yeah. It starts out as ancient limestone, which is then just completely crushed under intense heat and pressure over millions of years inside the earth. And that geological violence is what gives it that unique, unrepeatable veining.
Wow, geological violence. I like that. So marble is basically like a bespoke organic snowflake where no two are alike.
That is a great way to put it. And ceramic, on the other hand, is an entirely different beast. I mean, it's man-made from natural clay, fired at massive temperatures in kilns, and typically sealed with a glaze.
So it's more like a highly engineered, reliable, high-tech clone. You know exactly what you are getting.
Precisely. With ceramic, you are buying a guarantee of absolute design consistency. But because marble is essentially compressed ocean floor, it is still chemically active.
Oh, right. So the environment in your kitchen isn't just sitting on a floor. It is reacting with nature.
Oh, absolutely. Which creates a massive divergence in daily maintenance. Marble is surprisingly vulnerable because it is packed with calcium carbonate.
Wait, so what happens when you spill something acidic, like lemon juice or vinegar?
Well, or even a spilled glass of wine. When those hit marble, you are literally watching a tiny, localized chemical reaction. The acid dissolves the top layer of the stone.
Oh, wow. That is what causes that dull mark people call etching, isn't it?
Exactly. You have to seal marble every 6 to 12 months just to slow that process down. Whereas glazed ceramic has incredibly low water absorption. It basically just laughs off water, scratches, and, you know, the everyday chaos of kids or pets.
Okay, so I have to challenge this right now.
Huh.
I am looking at the numbers from our guide, and total installed costs for marble can hit $17 to over $50 per square foot.
Yeah, it is definitely a premium product.
And ceramic is sitting comfortably between $12 and $45. So if marble is that expensive and gets ruined by a rogue lemon, isn't it actually a terrible investment for anyone who actually cooks in their kitchen?
Well, it is only a terrible investment if you view a kitchen purely as an industrial workspace.
That's a fair point.
Right. So for high-traffic, chaotic kitchens dealing with constant food spills, the guide is super clear. Ceramic is absolutely the smarter, safer choice. But if you view the kitchen as the emotional center of the home, marble pays dividends in ways a spreadsheet just can't capture.
Even so, if marble is that high maintenance and expensive, why is it still considered the gold standard for luxury?
Because it has a hidden physical advantage, which is its thermal conductivity. Marble sits at about 2.0 to 3.5 watts per meter Kelvin, which is around double that of ceramic.
Wait, so it actually holds heat better?
Oh, yeah. Think of it like a heavy cast iron skillet versus a thin aluminum pan. The marble absorbs the heat from an underfloor heating system and just holds on to it.
Wow. So walking barefoot onto a heated marble floor in a master bathroom really is the ultimate spa experience.
It really is. It radiates a dense, incredibly even warmth that ceramic just can't quite match, since ceramic sits down at about 1.0 to 1.5 watts per meter Kelvin.
Okay, that does sound amazing. But here's where it gets really interesting for me. Modern ceramic can be manufactured to look exactly like marble, right?
Oh, absolutely. Right down to the veining.
Right. But without the maintenance nightmare. So why do home buyers still assign a higher luxury resale value to the real high-maintenance stone?
It really comes down to resale psychology. Marble is just this globally recognized shorthand for luxury.
So it's more about the feeling than the practicality.
Exactly. Buyers respond deeply to the emotional appeal of authentic natural stone in spaces like formal foyers or master bathrooms. It makes a home feel exclusive in a way a printed pattern just doesn't.
Mm. So basically, if we look at the big picture, ceramic wins on practical buyer confidence.
That is the perfect summary, yeah. Ceramic is durable and stress-free, but marble wins on emotional appeal and prestige.
Which leaves anyone remodeling a kitchen with a philosophical choice. You aren't just choosing a price point. Our guide notes that over time, marble develops a patina from the little stains, scratches, and marks of daily use.
Yeah, some people see that as damage, but others see it as character.
Right. You're deciding if you want a floor that stays perfectly frozen in time or one that ages right alongside you. Which brings us to our final thought for you to chew on. If true luxury is a material that organically records the history of the people using it, does a pristine, indestructible ceramic tile actually lack a soul?